Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Stu Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. at WBNW, 1120 a.m.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Great to be here today. And I'm going to open up on a positive note with a book that sends a terrific message for people. And it's written by Lisa Roberts. Lisa Roberts. The book is entitled Back to the Basics with Aidan and Addie, spelled A-Y-D-A-N. Addie is spelled A-D-D-Y. And it's subtitled Leadership with Abraham Lincoln. The book is published in paperback by Tate Publishing. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, tatepublishing.com. And Lisa, nice to have you with us.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. Thank you, Stu.
Well, I like a positive message. And, you know, we have so much difficulty every day seeing what's going on in politics, the morals in our society. I mean, we're over-inundated with it, and you've written a book here that I think you hit upon all of the salient points that people should use to help, especially our youth, to enter into a world that is socially, culturally, and ethically positive. A little difficult to do, isn't it? Is that why you wrote the book? You felt a sliding of morals?
I did. I did. I taught in my younger years. And just saw a huge difference, a disconnect with family and children, I guess because our society with two working people in the family, there was just a disconnect with the children. And I saw a decay in moral character, work ethics, and close and loving family units. And kindness was going out the window. It was what they called the me generation.
Right.
So, I kept continuing to have these dreams. I took care of my mother when she had cancer, and I kept having these dreams with President Lincoln telling me that I needed to speak with children, and I ignored it for a long time, and then I just started putting pen to paper and wrote a children's book series, and this is Leadership with Abraham Lincoln is book one. It's kind of an introduction to the 29-book series. And it covers Lincoln with these two kiddos, 11-year-old kids from Brenham, Texas. That's where I was raised, on a farm in Brenham. And if anyone eats Bluebell ice cream, that's where it's from.
Oh, boy, that's enough for me to head down there.
It's delicious. But these kiddos are visited by Lincoln because God, too, is worried that this nation is becoming divided in so many fronts, so many areas, and that it needs to be a more fair and just nation built on many peoples of many colors, but being Americans, all of us being Americans, what we were built upon. And he takes them on a train called the Viathan, and it's built by Dave Clokey, and he's out of Illinois. And he is the one who also built Lincoln's, the replica, to the detail of his funeral train, and that took route when Lincoln was assassinated. He and his son rode on this back to Springfield. Anyway, they're on this train, and they go out to the United States meeting children and opening up conversations with parents and children about these issues. And, of course, they have all these adventures that happen to them along the way, and they enjoy going to different cities, and the books pick up in different cities and kind of highlight what's important in those cities. But the best thing is that Lincoln was chosen by God to do this because he was the president during the time when the nation was split the most, you know, with the Civil War and with so many of those issues, and they're coming back, those issues on race and economics and socioeconomic value.
I want to interject by giving the website. It's AidenAddy.com. You can get more information on this. Did you feel somewhat of a conflict between approaching this, utilizing the secular angle, just basically, let me say, without any religious connotation, just character, which it could be a separate issue, and the religious issue, integrating it? Do you think it might be adverse or influential in trying to shape young kids' beliefs?
Well, that's such a good question. No one's asked me that, and I was always hoping they would.
Okay. Save that clip. Okay, go ahead.
I'm a strong believer, and no matter if someone believes that Buddha is God or someone else is, it's that strong power, that essence of being good, the light and the dark, and that's what this series is about, fighting that. And we all have that, no matter what our religious beliefs are, no matter how we were raised, we all fight that of being the good and evil in life. And I had to place it this way because I'm a strong believer, and it was what I kept dreaming, and this is how I believe that we're spoken to. We need to listen to our inner voices, and that was the inner voice that I listened to. I'm hoping that the secular families and children will pick up on that. We're talking about how to be a good person. And in order to do that, I think you have to believe in a higher power. I think that's extremely important.
Lisa, are the themes going to be consistent? You're talking 29 in a series. I mean, how do you do that? That's a full lifetime job. But
yes,
29
sir.
Of these, are the themes going to be different? Are the characters going to be different?
They are. The themes are different. The second book, which is coming out through Tate, is Back to Basics with Aiden and Addy, and it's Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea 2, and it's Finding Your Inner Spirit, and that is about the relationship with Sacagawea and Addy and how she finds how even Sacagawea in 1804, a 16-year-old girl who was had a baby, who it was peril that she was in this expedition. They wouldn't have made it without her. She was courageous. She was a leader. She was their interpreter. She made trades for their supplies. She found edible plants when they were starving. So that's the second book. And then the third is on patriotism. That's George Washington. They visit with him about gardening, family, equal rights with Patrick Henry, animal care, allegiance, just where the children are having a good time, but yet speaking of important matters for today's youth. Sometimes I think they get so caught up in playing the games on their Xboxes. And,
oh, it's a curse, yeah.
Yes, being not in reality and letting TV entertain them instead of them really problem-solving with these issues at hand. It's the elephant in the room that our babies, our children are going to be the ones that are going to carry the torch and be able to change the society. And that's why I think that I was had this inkling of writing this series.
What age group is this targeted for?
8 to 12, the tween group. They're not toddlers anymore, and they're not teenagers yet, but they're the group that is sometimes they're not heard. They're, oh, you're just a child. Excuse that rooster in the background.
Oh, no, that's okay. We love it. It just brings that feeling of naturalness to the show. I seriously love that. Go ahead.
Good. But it's an important group that they're so smart, and they're hungry to do good and to do better and to learn. And I think that's the reason I chose the two 11-year-olds to make a big difference, because just because you're that age doesn't mean that you can...
So I would assume you still have hope that we can change the course of history in a country that's eroding?
I do. I do. I have hope in our youth, in our children. I do. And speaking with the children on the community, I give puppet shows that go along with the characters here, and so I'm in schools a lot. And I hear the children, they ask questions about citizenship, and most of them don't even know what that word means. What does it mean to be a good citizen? And they were so hungry to learn, and they were excited that they could talk to the mayor and really make a difference. So they felt empowered. If we empower them not to be the best maybe in sports, I mean, that it's important for the physicality. I have a book on that.
I hate to bring up another author, but I don't think you'll be offended. Are you kind of following the line of what Rush Limbaugh is doing in his series of works?
I'm kind of familiar with it, but mine is I try not to read other people's works like that.
Yeah, well, it can't help but have it influence you. When I wrote a book, I never read anything else.
That's true. It's so
but, I mean, you're dealing, you have well, you've got your own thing going here, and it's going really very well. And I want to thank you very much for bringing this to the airwaves. Do you have a quick closing comment, real quick?
Just come and visit aidenaddy.com and have that hope. Things can change for the better.
All right, back to the basics with Aiden and Addy Leadership with Abraham Lincoln. Our guest, Lisa Roberts. And it's been a real pleasure. Tate Publishing is the publisher. You can go up on tatepublishing.com. We'll be back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion. But I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Matt Kibbe. I'm the president of FreedomWorks. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and you have to listen to this man. He's a man that understands the Constitution. He understands the principles that made it our founding great and understands how it is we are going to take our country back.
All right, we return, and right now I'm introducing Ruth Mazzarella, just like it sounds. Mazzarella, she is the author of Drenched in Grace, One Woman's Story of Faith, Hope, Love, and Cancer, an emotional, profound book. Ruth, welcome to the show. What's the book about and why did you write it?
Well, the reason that the book is written is really I had all cancer patients in mind who were given a fatal diagnosis and told to go home and make peace because I was given that in the year 2001. In 2000... My right breast was removed because of a very aggressive cancer. But in 2001, almost to 1 year to the date, was discovered that it had metastasized to the exact center of my brain. And I was told by my oncologist that the position of the tumor made it inoperable. They couldn't get there.
Oh, my God.
And I was given 3 to 6 months to live. But here I am in 2016.
This is unbelievable.
Here it is.
15 years later, how did you overcome what sounds to me like insurmountable odds? What was the course of action? It was more than faith.
Yes, it was. But I had very good doctors. At the time I was a principal, and so when my doctor said, you have 3 to 6 months to live, I told him, sorry, that is unacceptable, because that's what I always told children, that was behavior problems. Your behavior is unacceptable. And so I made him think, and he hesitantly told me about a new machine that the local hospital had just gotten. It was called the Gamma Knife. And so I'm being hopeful, I made an appointment. And while I give credit to the doctors, who were wonderful, and I believe God placed me in their hands, I give most my credit to what I call my Gamma Knife Jesus.
Is this a book for other cancer patients to give them optimism, or is it also a form of catharsis for you?
Well, you know what? No, this mainly, my main care is about people who are given this, and you have to stand up for yourself and find another way. I can't promise everybody the miracle that I receive, but I will promise that the power of prayer will make the whole thing easier for them.
And not only the power of prayer, the power of tenacity, belief, denial that you will be done in, And
positive. My doctors loved my humor, you know, because I always made jokes. And a positive attitude. The brain is very powerful.
I've heard so many stories like this. I love hearing them. I hope you're well today.
I'm perfect.
Oh, I love hearing it. And a lot of other people out there should get inspiration. The book is Drenched in Grace, One Woman's Story of Faith, Hope, Love, and Cancer. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Thank you so much for bringing this inspirational story to the airways.
Well, thank you for giving me your time. And, you know, for those who read the book, as they walk the journey with me, I will tell you they may be filled with humor and joy, laughter, and maybe some tears. But most importantly, it is my prayer that whatever your problem may be, this story will encourage you, will give you hope to the hopeless.
Well, thank you so much. Again, appreciate you joining us. We're going to move on in this segment. Some information that I uncovered, and I have certainly talked about this in past shows, but I want to be very specific. Let me just see if I can identify the source of this. Here's what you're going to be paying on taxes, starting retroactive to January 1st. I know this is a sharp change of subject, but it's going unnoticed, and I honestly wish a lot of this were brought up in this presidential campaign. The facts, the dignity of going after the right people, and most importantly, addressing the issues. It's a sad, despicable, disappointing campaign on both sides. January 1st, Medicare went from 1.45% to 2.35%. Top income tax bracket went from 35 to 39.6%. Top income payroll tax went from 37.4% to 52.2%. Capital gains tax from 15 to 28%. Dividend tax, 15 to 39.6%. Can you believe it? Estate tax, this is the killer, from 0% to 55%. A 3.5% real estate transaction tax was added. These taxes, by the way, were all passed solely with Democrat votes. Not a single Republican voted for these new taxes. These taxes were all passed in the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. And I'm trying to let as many people as I know digest some of this information and other information prior to making a decision on whom you're voting for. Now, Bernie Sanders, obviously, and in some ways, unfortunately, is not going to make it. But his tax program would bankrupt the country. And I, as I've said many times, he's sincere in his beliefs, except he's a whacked out socialist communist. And we've seen every other system like this fail. Hillary Clinton will do much of the same, certainly carrying on Barack Obama's legacy, incorporating some of Barry's of Sanders into the equation, Bernie Sanders. And the reason is because she will be looking to cover all bases, not looking to offend anyone, will look to appease everyone. And this is a dangerous road for the United States of America to go down. And when Obama leaves office and you start hearing the horror stories of Obamacare and what will happen, you'll realize what a terrible mistake you made by voting this guy into office for a second term. And what scares me is the spectra of his essence being here for a third term in Hillary Clinton. His power, folks, should not be denied. He should not be taken for granted. He is not your typical lame duck president. He remains a threat, and may cover this a little bit later on. I do care who the Republican is, but any one of them is 1,000 times better than Hillary or Bernie. We're going to take a break.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency. As in, we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And, to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is WBNW 1120 AM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
You have a list of bills that were passed. I mean, it's, my God.
You know, doing an interview with you is like being a jukebox. You push all the right buttons.
All right, we are back. Stu Taylor, and we'll change topics again. I try to keep the show diversified. And certainly the focus on business and high performance is always a necessity. And joining us right now is William Dan. He is the author of Cheating. What was that, a Freudian slip? Creating High Performance. You know, people say I come on radio and I slip up and I say, just forget it. We're all human. Creating High Performance, 7 questions to ask your direct reports. It's forward is by Ken Blanchard, author of The 1 Minute Manager, who's been a guest on the show. And the book is self-published, correct?
Correct.
All right. And you can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com to get it. And welcome to the show. So let me just hit you straight out here. Oh, by the way, I want to give you Bill Dan's website. It's professionalgrowthsystems.com. He's got a 13-year career in management, 9 of which was spent as CEO before launching his consulting business in 1981. So what are we going to get out of this book, an overview of the book, and what's kind of the distinguishing characteristic or characteristics of this from other books that focus on high performance in the corporate world?
Well, I think that the shift here is I'm really redefining the role of supervision. Supervision comes out of an old belief that employees need oversight and direction and need to be judged. And today's workforce is more motivated than in the days when that was the scheme. And what they really need is more of a partner or coach in achieving their own goals for performance. So the 7 questions come out of failures I had early on, realizing that the non-performance of some of my direct reports, the result of my inadequacies rather than theirs. They weren't given sufficient direction or support or guidance, and those failures were painful. So they became a checklist for things that I needed to do. So as I look at an organization, the real leverage point for improving performance is improving supervision and their ability to move direct reports to their goals rather than focusing on the frontline workers themselves.
You know, it's always a major question since you lack empirical or quantitative analysis to assess the performance level. And, you know, I asked the question to you, and you may be in support of what I'm saying, that it's difficult enough, but what if the tools and the techniques used to evaluate performance are flawed? Then by the very nature of the results, they're flawed.
Well, I think what you're saying is true. I mean, I recommend abandoning the annual evaluation as we talk about it, replace it with conversations around these 7 questions. But this is an emerging trend in business. Recently, General Electric, Deloitte, Adobe, Accenture, all of them have abandoned the annual performance review. And there's a good bit of evidence that they're finding in their research that they actually erode value in the organization rather than add value. They're viewed as unfair. They're viewed as subjective rather than objective. And so what you're speaking of is an emerging trend.
Yeah, I want you to delve into the 7 questions. Let's see if we can work around that. Do you find in many job situations that the ability to communicate is a gigantic problem? And if people who are higher up in management can't communicate to those lower on the totem pole, then how is one expected to perform when you don't know what the successful components are from performance? It's a problem, isn't it?
It is a problem. you know, we falsely rely on the job description, which really doesn't answer the question. The job description is a vehicle for assessing the worth of that job against other jobs, but it doesn't really tell the person coming into the job what it is that they're supposed to produce, and it doesn't tell them what the standards are of the manager who's evaluating them. So that's something that the manager needs to communicate directly and personally. This is what, these are the priorities in the position that you're in. This is how I'm going to, these are the products that I'm going to look for, results I'm going to look for from you, and this is what good performance on that looks like. And what are the particular things that are important to him? Is it the quality of the interaction? Is it the quality of the writing? What are the pet peeves or the things that are particularly important to that manager? Rarely gets communicated until it's after the fact and somebody's made a mistake.
We all need positive reinforcement. And one of the things that gets me, I happened to have dinner in a restaurant last night. The waitress was exceptional. I went up to the general manager. I told the general manager, I'll do this at all times. And in business, it seems like the converse is true, Bill, that if you do well, you don't hear anything. But, boy, all you have to do is mess up and you get criticized. And I think the effects of this negative reinforcement produces a detrimental result in business where people lose their level of motivation and their confidence.
Well, I think that's very true. It's also going to result in a lot of turnover. I think that the younger generation simply don't have a tolerance for that kind of behavior. They really don't want to be, they want to be their own bosses. There's a recent study by the intelligence group that 79% of them, or 72% of them want to be their own boss, and 79% of them want their boss to be a mentor or coach rather than a boss as it's traditionally defined. So this trend is increasing, and we've got to shift our approach to management and supervision if we're going to be successful.
How would you define the different types of problems? And I know there are a lot of them, but the two that stand out that supervisors face in nurturing and developing employees?
Well, I think the first one is they don't get off to a good start. They don't spend the time to build a solid foundation, either in their relationship or in their direction, so that the employee is clear in the beginning what's expected and what the standards are. And the second big problem is when they do have a performance problem, my experience is that they become crippled or immobile because they can't decide if the performance problem is their failure as the supervisor or it's a performed or an intentional failure of the employee to not perform. I call it the two kinds of problems that supervisors have. They either have a can't-do problem, which is the responsibility of the supervisor to give them the information, the coaching, and the training so that they can succeed, or it's a won't-do problem. And supervisors are crippled in dealing with won't-do problems because they blame themselves for it and are indecisive in giving the responsibility to the employee to turn it around or seek other employment.
There was a while here, you know, business in a sense is like the West Coast offense or other chic or trendy things that come in. I remember same thing with technology. People immediately write off equipment. A while ago in business, it was said that middle managers weren't really needed. We only had to go to upper management. And I think that turned out to be a gross misconception. Where should the direction come from? Should it go all the way down the chain?
Certainly. I mean, the problem with, I just recently wrote an article about this. What you find in organizations is that middle management is where things do break down. It's not that you don't need them. You need them to be effective. The first line supervisors build a team naturally because they're working together with those workers on the front line. Top management focuses on building a team because they're trying to develop strategy and so on. Middle managers are kind of out there on an island, and they tend to not do well communicating what the needs of the front line is to the top or the needs of the top of the organization to the front line. So it is, that's where I think communication largely breaks down.
Joining us, William Dann, the book, and an exceptional one, Creating High Performers, Seven Questions to Ask Your Direct Reports. We've only got about a minute or two. Perhaps you want to conclude by covering just a little bit on the questions you did not address during this interview.
Well, the seven questions, I've talked about some of them. You've got to make clear what it is that's expected of the employee. What their own standards are. You've got to give them feedback. You've got to be sure they have sufficient authority to carry out what's expected. Does they get timely decisions from you? So it's a checklist that you're at querying the employee as to whether or not you've done all you can to enable them to succeed.
All right. I want to thank you so much. I appreciate having you on.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Michael Eisner. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and I'm excited about having talked about my book with him.
It's our last segment, and I want to make sure that there's some effective results based upon Super Tuesday, which will produce 500 and some odd delegates for the Republican Party. It's not even worth talking about the Democrats. Noble enterprise by Bernie Sanders, as whacked out as he is. But unless Hillary gets indicted, and ladies and gentlemen, I want to be the first to come on here and tell you, I don't think she's going to get indicted. There's too much of a conspiracy going on here and too much of a cover up from everyone. And you could almost understand it if a decent person were involved. She is a hideous human being in just about every regard. So there's no sense on dwelling on the Democrats. But I do feel it's important to make a point here. And I made this point yesterday. But in case you missed the show, and you're going to vote as I am after the show, it's important to vote. I mean, this is a privilege. The people who say, and I understand the emotional justification, I can't stand any of the candidates. And I got to tell you, you know, Trump is disappointing me with his behavior. As of recent, I accepted it and I understood the game he was playing to get is at the beginning. He outsmarted all of them. I mean, how can I not respect that? But he's, well, I've used the adjectives to describe him. Let's just say I'm disappointed because... And what am I running for, a radio talk show host? If it were, I'd say, hey, I've knocked out all my opponents. Do you know how much more support I can get right now by sending out the same message? China and Mexico are robbing us, illegal immigration. We're going to cut taxes. We're going to restore dignity and take care of our armed forces. Those messages are really what are getting people to vote for him. The fact that he's not in the bag with anyone else. But doesn't he understand, and why doesn't he understand, that it's time for him to appear more statesmanlike? So those people, and I'm one of them in a way, listen, I'll vote for Trump in a flash, and I don't know how we'll do against Hillary Clinton, because Hillary's a real seasoned liar in politics, and she could be difficult to debate for the average person. And as far as the voter goes, the voter base, a lot of them are just, you know, they're drinking the Kool-Aid, so it doesn't really matter what anybody says. But I'm also disappointed in Cruz, as I am in Romney, who's not running and bringing up the issue of taxes, instead of focusing on Trump. I mean, the way to beat Trump, I think, is to say what you'll do against Hillary that Trump won't do. I've lost just about all respect for Marco Rubio. I think, you know, if you dig deep enough, you know, I was asked for advice at a university in Virginia once, having lunch with the president, and he asked me my advice on how I would see it was outgoing and how he would, how would I handle the process of selecting a new president. I won't go into a long dialogue about it, but one of the things I did say was get him or get her out in a golf course. You know, casual conditions. Take that person out of the business environment where they have their defenses up. You let someone talk long enough. I see it every day in my life. You let them talk long enough, and I often encourage people to talk, now that you know how deceptive I am, because I hear things and see things that you can't get in a first impression. And when you get someone out there who feels that they're not in a pressure situation, or they're up against it, or they're auditioning, they'll say things. I try to be careful what I say, but part of it is I'm such a great guy, I don't have those terrible feelings. But to be serious, I've been disappointed in Cruz that he's taken this to another level. I'm just disgusted with Marco Rubio. I mean, I can't believe these recent comments. He's like someone who snapped, a kid who snapped. He took the bait, and he's gone after Trump in a vicious way. Yeah, it worked to a degree in the debate. I would stand up there and say, listen, I'm not going to be debating, except on the debate stage, Donald Trump. I'm going to be debating Hillary Clinton right now and telling you what she stands for and what I stand for. And lay the, it's too late for that now. And lay out the issues. I suggested this a long time ago. Just lay out the issues. Go up and down in every category that's important and say, this is what Hillary's stand is. This is what mine is. Here's the results. It's like features and benefits. And when Trump says politicians are stupid, I'll tell you, there's a lot to that statement. And when Trump says he'd rather live one day as a lion than 1,000 days as a lamb, and it was taken from my old song, who murdered more people in the history of this world than anybody else. So it's a great quote. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Mussolini. It was Obama who took it from that great leader and got praised. But, of course, when Donald Trump took it from Mussolini, the fascist during World War II, was allied with Hitler. He can't use a quote that's a great quote. And the interview that I heard was with that blankety-blank Chuck Todd, that little weasel, Meet the Press weasel, who said, aren't you, don't you think that you'll be associated with being a fascist or a socialist? I mean, how stupid is that? So if some of the worst people in the history of this world had great quotes to make, you can't use the quote. It immediately means you're one of them. This is what the media is doing. This is what the far left is doing. This is what the progressives in this country are doing. And if you don't stand up, and beginning today to a degree, and certainly when the election comes, because I hate to say this, I don't think Hillary's going to be indicted. I don't think anybody has the guts to do it. I think the Clintons hold a lot over people, as Obama holds a lot over people, and they're just too intimidating, and there's a gigantic lack of character out there. But I don't care who you vote for at this point. But do get out and vote. I'm voting for Cruz. I'd be more than happy I'd be more than happy with a lot of trepidation if Trump wins it. He's been scaring me recently, but this shouldn't be equated with him being a trigger man or anything else. He's going to put in Carl Icahn. He's going to, as Secretary of the Treasury, he's going to put in people like John Bolton, the Secretary of State. Who thinks that he's going to run the whole show as Obama has tried to and has done, putting in a bunch of fools, academic fools, and as Jimmy Carter did, bringing in his southern friends? It's not going to happen with Trump. All right, thanks for listening. See what happens tomorrow. Have a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.